Good morning. It's good to be in church this morning, doing things a little bit different, having some fun. Hope you're enjoying things so far. So, I have a question for you. Who here likes to receive gifts? Anyone? Oh, good. A few people. Have a think about the best gift that you've ever been given. Have a think about that for a second. What's the best gift you've ever been given? Is anyone willing to tell me what it was? Thanks, Gwen. You got a pony. Oh, every girl dreams of getting a pony. When you were 12, amazing. Anyone else willing to share the best gift they've ever been given? Can anyone top a pony? That's pretty good. Maya? Oh, that's a beautiful answer, Maya. New friends. Good job. Was there another hand over there? Yeah, Brad? A table tennis table. Oh, we loved table tennis so much at youth, we broke our table tennis table. And it's in need of some repairs, but that's fantastic. All right. Is anyone here that likes to give gifts? Awesome. I'm one of those people. I love giving gifts. I love seeing the joy that a well-chosen or maybe a sometimes handmade or homemade gift brings. It's just one of my favorite things. I love giving gifts. So I thought today I would give a gift away. So I've got a little gift here. Can I ask you to have a look under your chair and see if there might be a piece of paper under there that's pink? That's not what you're looking for. That's a bit of, I don't even know what that is. Oh, we've found it. Well done. Come up the front. Come and get your gift. Oh, she's like, you go, I'm not going. This is awkward. She knows she gets to keep it though, right, if she comes and gets it. There you go. Well done. Thank you. It's nice getting gifts, isn't it? Everyone likes to get gifts. Most people like to get gifts. I've got a question for you. Is it rude to ask someone to give you a gift? Some people say yes. Most of us were probably brought up being told that it was rude to do that, that it was rude to ask a gift. A gift is supposed to be something that someone chooses to give us because they want to bless us, not just because we ask for it. That's what most of us have probably been raised to believe. That's certainly how I was raised as a child. And I remember vividly a time where I had to really think about this. I was quite young, I'd say primary school age, and I was staying with my uncle and my aunt while my parents had gone somewhere. That part of the story I don't remember. But my uncle Don used to work for a company that printed stickers. Now, as a kid, I loved collecting things, and stickers was one of the things that I actually collected. Now, I remember on this particular day, I walked into their kitchen, and the kitchen table was covered with piles of freshly printed sticker samples. And my eyes nearly popped out of my head as I looked at all these beautiful stickers, and I knew that I wanted some. But the problem was, I was a polite young lady, and I had been taught that it was rude to ask for something, even if you really wanted it, so I had to come up with a plan B. Now, Uncle Don was actually in the garden watering plants when I discovered these stickers, so I went out to see him. "Excuse me, Uncle Don," I said politely, "did you know I like collecting things?" "No, I didn't," he said. "Can you guess what I collect?" I asked. "Well, let me think," he said. After making some numerous incorrect guesses, including stamps, coins and erasers, which in truth were actually all things that I also did collect, he finally landed on the answer I was hoping for. "Do you collect stickers?" "Yes," I cried. "I love stickers." Says Uncle Don with a knowing smirk. "I happen to have some sample stickers from work on the kitchen table. I don't suppose you might like some?" he asked. "Oh, really?" I said, trying to sound surprised. I hadn't noticed. But yes, please, that would be amazing. So I went home that day, happily having been given a whole bunch of new stickers for my collection, and I didn't even have to ask for them. The passage that we're going to read today actually revolves around Jesus instructing us to ask God to give us things. And for many of us, that actually might feel a bit unnatural. While preparing for today, during the week, I listened to a fantastic message by Reverend Matt McCraw on this particular topic. So some of what I'm going to share this morning was a bit inspired by that. So let's look at the first part of today's passage, and I've just realised I've forgotten the clicker. Hold on one sec. That's all right. All good. Okay. All right, here we go. All right, Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 to 9. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Now there's three key words in here. So you've got ask, seek and knock. So let's go through them one at a time. So let's start with the ask. All right, although we have been taught perhaps that it is rude to ask, here we can actually see Jesus calling us to ask. God is able to provide everything we need, but he's not going to just drop it into our lap. He is actually asking us to ask for it. Now, the second word that we've got there is seek. Now, when you're seeking for something, it means that you really want it. And if you want something, you're going to go looking for it. I really wanted those stickers. I didn't just wait around and hope that Uncle Don would give me some. I sought him out and I made it clear in my perhaps not so as subtle as I thought way that I really did want them. I sought them. I sought them out. And that's what we're being asked to do here. And then the third one is the knock. Now, when you think about it, when you arrive at someone's house, why do we knock on the door instead of just walking in? It's not one of those things that we're taught, right? It's polite. That's exactly right. You don't just march on into someone's personal space. You don't enter into someone's home until they invite you in. I remember as a teenager, a group of us after church went back to my friend's place and I was in the second carload to arrive a few minutes after the others and they had already gone inside. And when we got to the door, I went to knock on the door, but the person that I was with just opened the door and started going in. And I hesitated, but then I thought, well, the others have already gone in, so I followed him in. Two steps into the door, the dad of the person whose house it was comes out and actually started yelling at us for coming in without knocking. And I felt awful. I was horrified that this guy was yelling at me. But there's this sense that we don't do that. We knock and we wait until we come in. We don't come in uninvited. But here you can see that Jesus is actually instructing us to knock. This means we've got permission to approach God and ask him for what we need. And if we ask, we receive. If we seek, we find. And if we knock, the door will be opened. But you can see that we are actively involved in that process. Now, in the second part of this passage, which we're going to look at in a moment, Jesus uses an illustration to explain how we can actually expect God to respond when we actually ask him for something. And I'm actually going to invite our drama team up, and they're actually going to do a little skit that tells us this part of the story. So I'll hop out of the way for a second. Ask and you shall receive, but not what you asked for. That's not how it's supposed to go, is it? Let's have a look at the second part of this passage. Okay, so this is verses 9 to 11. Who among you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him? As responsible humans, we tend to care for those who depend upon us. If a child asks for a sandwich, we're not going to give them a rock. Jesus is making the point here that if we by nature, who are pretty much naturally fairly selfish, can get this right, how much more so can we trust God to give us good gifts when we come to him? Something that we do need to remember, though, when we are asking God for something, is that he knows what we need better than we do. Now, can I invite my son Riley up for a moment? Now, Riley's brought something to church that he would not normally bring to church. I should mention that. What have you got in your pocket, Riley? You have a knife. Now, this is a pretty special knife for you. Where did you get this knife from?
I was given it for a gift for my 18th birthday.
Yeah, you got it for your 18th birthday as a gift. Now, Riley's actually been wanting a knife like this one for probably about as long as I can remember. But my husband and I kept saying, no, you can't have one. Do you know why we kept saying no?
Because you didn't want to hurt myself.
Yeah, you started asking when you were pretty young. I mean, this is a great gift for Riley now. But if I'd given it to him when he was 2 years old, that would have been pretty irresponsible parenting, wouldn't it? Even if he did ask for it. Thank you, Riley, you can take a seat. I think sometimes we need to understand that when we ask God for things, sometimes we ask for a snake when we probably really do need the fish. And sometimes what we ask for is not necessarily what we get, but it's because we need to trust God and know that he knows what's best for us. Now, there is one final part in today's passage, so let's just have a look at verse 12. All right. Therefore, whatever you want others to do for you, do also the same for them, for this is the law and the prophets. Now, here we've got Jesus once again reminding us to model what he taught. And this has been a constant theme in our journey right through the Sermon of the Mount, where he's consistently saying, model what I've done. We want God to bless us and hear our cries for help. And in turn, we're actually called to do the same for others that reach out to us. Does that make sense? Yeah, cool. All right, let me pray. Lord God, I just want to thank you for caring about us so deeply. We acknowledge that you are all-knowing, that you know what is best for us and you want to be able to provide for all of our needs. Please give us the courage to trust you and the confidence to come to you in times of need. We ask for your blessing over each of us today and we pray this in your mighty name. Amen. All right, I would love to finish by actually introducing to you a couple of the young people that are going to be getting baptized next Sunday. They're not all here this morning, but I'd love to invite three of them up. So can I ask Maddie, Ariel and Callum, is Maddie in the room? Oh yeah, she's right at the back. Come on up.